Congressman Ted Yoho of Florida, a member of the House Agriculture Committee, talked to Southern peanut growers meeting this past weekend in Georgia right after the House passed H.R. 1599, the Safe and Affordable Food Labeling Act.
That was something that was needed because there's so much misinformation about what a GMO is or what it isn't. And, you know, even within that language, some people think a GMO is different than a genetically engineered organism. There's so much confusion, and so from going from one state to the next with interstate commerce, there's confusion, and so it takes the federal government to come in to set a standard, and this goes back to the Constitution of the Commerce Clause, to set a standard of what a GMO is and isn't, and allow states voluntarily to label their product. And I described this to somebody in the terms of pasteurization of milk. Say if Wisconsin says this milk is pasteurized by their standards, it may not meet the standard of the state next door. And so how do you have that trade going back and forth without a federal standard that everybody follows? This is the standard, and then we'll decide intrastate what we want to do. If you don't want to have pasteurized milk, that's up to you and your voters. But if you're going to go across state lines, the federal government unfortunately has to be in there to set that standard.
Yoho says he was pleased that the bill passed by a large margin in the House, thanks in part to an educational effort by members of the House Agriculture Committee.
We talked to a lot of the members to educate them because they were going to be nose on it. But when we talked about it, they just said, well, we didn't understand that. And I felt good that we had a pretty good hand in that. And the whole Ag Committee does a great job of going out educating the other members.
Well, we still don't have a companion bill in the Senate, do we?
As of right now, no, we don't. But that's something that there's so much information about that. There's so much need for that. They should pick that up. It won't happen before August.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.